Oh. I can't talk about them too much without getting emotional. It was an idea I had in ministerial school. I thought, we had to come up with our idea of what ministry looked like, and I said, well, it definitely would include a vocal group that was kind of Manhattan Transfer-ish. That's manifestation, right? How many of you were at the retreat this past? We had fun, didn't we? Yeah, it was wonderful. It was snowy. What else is new? Connecticut, we were in this wonderful room for the weekend, and we just had a great time. How many have been to one of our retreats before? Yeah, they're pretty special. We've had about 30-some retreats. Unity of New York itself. We watched the movie. I hadn't seen it, but I heard it was good, and it's kind of risky when you pick a movie without seeing it, because you're rarely not quite sure what it's going to be or what the message is going to be. But I remember reading the reviews and how life-affirming it was, so I picked Chef. Have you seen that? What a wonderful movie. Oh, it's just terrific. If you haven't seen it, rent it. It's just terrific. Jon Favreau directed, started it, and wrote it. And it's about a chef who works for a very high-end L.A. restaurant. And he decides, after a confrontation with the owner, forget about it. I'm going to go do what I love to do, getting back to the roots of what he loved to do, which is to create this wonderful food. So he decided to buy a food truck. And it was in Miami. He had to drive it back. It was a kind of a wreck thing they fixed up. And he brought his young son, about 10-year-old son, with him. And his son was recording everything on the iPhone. And at the very end, when they got home, he said, I made a movie. It was only about a minute or two long, and it was all 1 second long clips of their journey from the very beginning. And it was the most astonishing part of the movie for me, that this kid was recording these wonderful moments and to help the chef to really understand what was happening in his life. That the journey that we take is really about these moments. Though we've been doing Unity of New York now for, it'll be 16 years on Easter. I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Oh. For me, it's those 1 second moments that are like little snapshots in an album for me. You know, the wonderful moments that we've had here on Sunday, the class discussions we've had, the retreats, going away and retreat and having wonderful things happen. Here on Sunday morning, having our metaphysical Broadway services were so powerful. The most powerful for me was the metaphysics of A Chorus Line. We had Donna McKechnie come share her truth about how she used truth in her life to find healing, to have all the dancers, all the singers up here who are volunteering their time to do what we do here to share truth with you. To have our wonderful Broadway composers like Stephen Schwartz and Richard Maltby come to hear how wonderful their music is, and both of them said to me, I didn't know I wrote that. Wow, how spiritual am I? Stephen Schwartz sang a song at the end of his service. You may remember if you were here, called Forgiveness's Embrace. He told a story about how he had to forgive his mother for what he perceived she had done to him. When he shared with her, he finally got the courage up to do that, she burst into tears and said, the same thing happened with my mother. So he was able to end that issue with her right then and there, and he wrote a song about it called Forgiveness's Embrace. A woman walked up to me at the end of the service and said, I haven't talked to my mother in 25 years. I'm going to go home and call her. That's what we do here at Unity of New York. It's about healing. I shared that with Steve. Tears came to his eyes. He said, it's so wonderful to know that what I'm doing is helping to change lives. That's why we put Unity of New York together. So these wonderful moments that come, really the most important moments for me are the moments when you say, what I do has changed your life. That what I do matters. That's the most important thing for me at all, of this whole thing. Yeah, the music is wonderful. It changes lives. You find healing through the songs. But the truth is, the real work we're here to do is prayer. Prayer is the realization that you're powerful. Prayer is the realization that you are one with God, we're one with each other, and there's nothing that can take that or end that oneness. That connection to the power you have to heal, the power to prosper, the power to live your life the way you want to. Really, it's true. I'm not lying. Don't be upset. You'll find out. I love Unity babies. You know, sometimes people go, there are babies crying. I love it. I think it's just, except when they step on a laugh line. I hate that, but that's my line. But that wonderful life-giving energy is just terrific. Our children on Sunday morning, when they come out here, isn't that wonderful? Being raised in Unity, can you imagine being raised in Unity? Oh my gosh, how many things would that have taken care of? To go, Mommy, I'm turning within now, leave me alone. But it really is about you. She gets it. Oh my gosh, she finally understood what I'm talking about here. Ah, I get it. When I first got here, I was the associate minister at the Unity Center, which is on 58th Street. At the time, we were meeting at Avery Fisher Hall. How many people were there to see me then? Oh my gosh, you're still here. That's so fun. They're not there anymore, but you know, I was hired as Eric Butterworth's associate and to take over for him after a year or so. Well, that didn't happen. There were issues that went on that were human and ego that were fine. We all have them. Even in Unity, we have our issues. We all have a thing we're healing from. But I decided that I needed to leave and begin a community that celebrated our membership rather than who was on the stage. The way they did it over there was a very old form of doing service, which is you went to see the star, and then you left and went to brunch. They didn't have anything else but that talk, and they felt that was enough. I believed that we had to do more. I believed in the new century, we needed to honor our members. We needed to have a place where we could come together, that this actually belongs to you. I may have had the idea, Britt came along and helped me to do this. Then you came along as leadership, those who were on the board at one time. How many people were on the board at one time? We had quite a few. If you were ever on the board here at Unity, would you stand for a moment? I want to thank you and honor you for your leadership and helping us to get where we are today. Thank you. Thanks. So I never did this alone. I had the idea, but we all came together. So when I left that meeting at Unity Center, I turned around. There were so many people following me. And they said, what do we do now? And what came out of my mouth, it wasn't from my brain. It came from spirit. I said, we begin a new spiritual center. And then I thought, what did I just say? I don't know how to do it. Who am I? I've never done. I felt like Moses. But then spirit revealed what to do. We met at the back of a Greek restaurant, which is now an Asian infusion restaurant on 70th and Columbus. We met at the back and said, what do we do? It's like, well, we got to raise money. We had about $50,000 within a week. And we rented a place, you know, on Project Runway, when they're on the runway? That room was the first place we ever met. Yeah, that was at Parsons. We rented out Parsons. We had our Easter service there in 1999. And at the very end, our first licensed teacher, Ruth Warwick, from All My Children and Citizen Kane, I asked her to do the final blessing. And she came forward after this wonderful service. She said, let's close our eyes. We turned within. We're so grateful for this time together. And we know the Antichrist, Milosevic, is going to be destroyed by... Ruth! I saw eyes pop open. I said, well, let's sing the peace song now. I miss Ruth Warwick so much. She's been gone off the planet for a while now, but I miss that diva so much. She taught one class for us. She came an hour late. One person waited. I'll never forget what she said. She said, Paul, I was born for the spotlight. I just have to admit it. I said, that is holy because we all have to know what we're here for. She was here. She said, without the spotlight, I'm not who I am. I said, I'm so glad you know that. I wish everybody here would know who and what we are. What gives you joy? What wakes you up? What is your soul longing for? I was an actor for 20 years. I enjoyed it tremendously, but this is why I'm here. This is my life. Getting up here and being able to share truth with you. To be able to laugh, to cry, to sing, to do what we're here to do in unity, to remember God and I are one and nothing can take that away. Nothing. And when you have that realization of it, it's such a quiet, wonderful thing you can never let go of. You will never be the same again once you know God and I are one. So I thank you for coming and doing this journey with me for the past 16 years, or for today if you're just here for the first time. For however long you've been here, you've been changed because you have awakened even for a moment. When you awaken for a moment, nothing will ever be the same again. So I thank you for being here, for taking this journey with me, and I hope you'd come visit me in Palm Springs. Again, you can stay one at a time. It's a very small. It's a full size. It's not a queen or a king. It's a, but you will continue to know your truth. You will continue on your spiritual path. I will be continuing to do this work in warm weather. But New York will always be my home. New York will always be my home. I am a part of Unity of New York. As Britt told me, he said, no matter where you go, what you do, you founded a spiritual center called Unity of New York. And it's the best thing I will have ever done in my life. This is the best thing I will ever have done in my life. Yeah. True. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So I invite you to close your eyes. What's the best thing you've ever done? It probably has something to do, and no doubt it has something to do with God, with the realization of your oneness, knowing why you're here. Were you born for the spotlight? That's a God idea. Were you born to sing, dance, paint, cook, whatever it is you're here to do? It's about God and you. It's a spiritual journey. You may think it's about performing. It's about God. It's about your journey. It's about fulfilling your divine path, your divine plan. So go to your heart. Let God bring that picture up. And again, it's a quiet, wonderful, beautiful, holy moment when you realize this is my life. This is my divine, holy path that I have awakened to. So as we go within for time of meditation, I invite you to go to your heart and ask God, if I'm not doing what I'm here to do, why not? Why have I not fulfilled yet what I'm here to do? Guess what? It's waiting for you. Right here, right now, your good is waiting for you. So I invite you to breathe in, and we're going to begin by singing our wonderful meditation song, I Am So Blessed for All That I Have, All That I Am, and All That God Is. Breathe into your heart, relax, let go. Let Spirit speak to you in the quiet of your being right here and right now. All that I am. I am so blessed. So blessed. For all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. One more time, just a little quieter. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that God is.
so grateful.